Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
Open.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, they're open for sure.
Whoa, yeah, calm down. we just started opening the lines.
People are feisty. They're ready.
Yeah. We didn't even get the intro out. You should answer and hang up on the person. I'm kidding. Of course. It's not overtime yet, so we'll be nice. I'm Brady.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are your cosmic channelers.
Channeling.
I say once a month we just go all OT. It's all sudden death overtime, and we just fucking go madness.
Hey, it's not a bad idea. It's fun.
Fucking great. Actually, you know what we should do? Okay, hold on. Let's do that. But on those rare Sundays where the Sundays line up that there could potentially be a third because there's like the extra Sunday in the month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we just sit here like this.
All right. Well, that first person hung up. So we got another caller. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Silence. Nice.
Why is everyone hanging up on us?
That was the first. Maybe this is the first person calling back.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, this is Kyle from Cincinnati.
What's up, Kyle? Thanks for starting off the show. First caller of the night.
Awesome. I wanted to give you guys a huge shout out and a tremendous thank you for giving my puppy Abella a shout out the other day. That meant a lot to me.
Shit. Yeah, man, least we could do. Man's best friend. We're all dog people here, so that's always tough.
Oh, absolutely. No,
Brayden's kind of a piquet guy.
Except for Brayden.
God. No, that's okay.
No, he's got a wiener dog, if that counts.
Yeah, same size as a cat.
That's like half a dog.
That's okay. Still a dog lover.
Yep.
But it's actually I called in with kind of a theory. And I thought you guys had touched on this several episodes ago, but saying it takes about, when you die, it takes about 7 days for the soul to kind of find its place, I think is what I had heard. And I noticed something several years ago when I was younger and my grandma died. About a week later, she came to me in a dream. And I didn't think anything of it because she had passed, you know, she's on your mind. Well, about 7 days after my dad died, him and I weren't super close, but about a year ago, I think, about a year and a half ago, 7 days after he died, I had a dream of him, and he just simply just came in and just said, hey, I wanted to let you know I'm proud of you.
Oh.
And then 7 days after Abella passed, I had a dream where she just, I was sitting upstairs in my game room and she just jumps up and just like lays down and chills. It seems to be like family members that I've lost. 7 days later, I have a dream where they come up and just say, hey, it's cool.
Wow.
And it makes me wonder, like, is that actual?
Is there a time frame of, let's say, let's call it the soul passing? Like it takes so long for it to.
I remember there was that 20, like you lose that 21 grams after you die, right? And they suppose that potentially could be the soul leaving the body, but I can't remember how long it takes for that to leave.
Didn't they do a movie on that?
Documentary or something? Yeah, I can't remember. I was kind of thinking in my head that like maybe it's not so much that it's it takes that long for them to leave or anything, but maybe it takes that long to kind of realize that you're gone, you're dead, and it's kind of like a last maybe goodbye, right? Just to give you let you know everything's okay before they
little peace in mind, little
yeah, before
gift.
They peace of mind with the people who need it before they take off.
Before you like enter the next
exploring the cosmos,
enter the next realm or whatever it is. Like you get one final goodbye. Like all right, pick your family member, pick your friend. You know, they insert you in the dream, and that's the best they can do. Whoever that they are, I'm just calling them the they. But yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. Cool thought.
I listened to a podcast and there was something about it where it was. I don't know if it was Buddhism or something where they said it takes 7 days where your soul kind of sits in limbo.
Right.
Purgatory in a sense. And then you move on. And it's really weird that these all have happened within a week of them passing.
Absolutely. I mean, maybe for you. I wonder if your veil's a little thin, like maybe you have some type of, like you're a little bit more tuned to this because like a dummy like me, like I've lost loved ones and fucking not buddy, radio silence.
Maybe they pick someone else as their one person.
Probably, that's smart of them. Like I think if my mom had the chance, she probably would have gave me a little bit of like a backhand to the back of the head, but.
Yeah.
One final
maybe
smack.
Hit me with the slap, with her slipper or something on the way out.
No, but it's a really cool theory. Sorry.
When she was sick, I had really bad, like, I had nightmares constantly. And it was always her sick and in pain. And then, you know, I was obviously very torn up when I had to do it. And that night, it just kind of came and it was like she was at peace. She had one, and the weird thing about the dream is it was exactly 2 hours. We always sat upstairs at night before I went to bed and I would play games and she would just lay on me and just chill. And it was exactly that. It was 2 hours to the minute. And then that was it. And that was the last time I had any dreams about her or anything.
It's like a final closure.
I will say our minds work in mysterious ways. And to be on the skeptical side of this, it could be possibly that this is a coping mechanism. Like I would say that your mind has just built this thing. And it's been once you've gone an entire week without this special person and special, in your life, your mind wants to reconcile that they're really gone, but not that they're really gone, but that they're, you know, also life will continue and that things are okay. So it might be something like that. Like it just takes a week for us to process, you know, to go through the grieving process to actually reconcile yourself with this void that has formed in your life once this person, or in your case, you know, a favored pet has left, but life goes on.
Something most people don't know that actually Maester Daniel has a degree in grief counseling as well. Like he just got that shit online.
We have a second hotline. Yeah, you can call.
Wow, that was fucking perfect.
That was great.
You got really?
No, we don't.
No, I really don't. I really don't.
That would be awesome. You'd be surprised how many people would actually use that.
Absolutely.
But no, either way, whether it's piercing the veil or it's just. Like you said, just my mind coping with everything. It has always helped every time.
Hey, if it helps, that's
either which way.
That's the biggest takeaway, is that it has helped you. And then, you know, acceptance and the moving on part is usually the most important, but not forgetting, moving on, but not forgetting. So that's probably the most important takeaway of the whole experience that you've had.
No. And again, I'll let you guys go, 'cause I'm sure you guys got a lot of calls, but I want to say thank you one more time for that. I'm a manly man in a sense, and that definitely made me cry. I was on my way home from work driving the work van, and I heard it, and I just, like, it meant a lot to me. So thank you guys. You guys are awesome, and I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, it's the least we could do.
Least we could do, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Least we could
crying
do.
Crying doesn't make you less of a man. Plenty of men cry.
Oh, it's, I know.
Natural. But
cheers. One drink to Abella, if you guys don't mind.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Rest easy, Abella.
You guys have a great night.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, Dan.
Hmm.
Speak for yourself, man. I don't cry. I work out. I have hobbies. All right?
You cry when
you're not crying. You're crying.
I just What's that from? I just cry all the time. I'm not crying. You're crying?
Yeah.
What is that from?
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky.
I don't cry. I work out. I have hobbies. I'm not crying. You're crying.
All right. Oh, I didn't end that call. All right. Yeah, so
I mean, he talked about dreams a little bit. So I was like, I had the police were around in the corner. Wow,
that would have been fun. Again,
I said, hey. Horrible.
The guy's just giving us his heartfelt talk, and you're about to buzz
him. It wasn't me. I waved. I said, no.
He didn't present a story from sleep like he's seen something. He was, no, it was different. All right, another caller.
Ruthless.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well, brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Willie Nelson. I called before.
Oh, right on.
I called about a double-jointed, simple jack-looking guy that was laughing hysterically.
That's right.
That's terrifying. I remember that.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Super terrifying. Yeah. Deliverance. Yeah, I got you.
You see him again?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't see him again, but I was going to tell you guys a funny story. It's actually pretty scary. It was about a phone call from the grave.
Okay.
Double jointed simple jack? Like,
no, sorry. I'm coughing up real quick. Anyways, I was about 17. My aunt just died. And my aunt's name was Sue. Call her Aunt Sue. Nice lady and everything. Wasn't too close to her. Soon as enough, I found out she died and stuff. I was getting a phone call from her after she was dead. So it was like really weird and stuff. And I never said anything. I kept getting two phone calls from her. And as soon as I went back home, I kind of asked my dad about it. I said, so when's the funeral and stuff? And so we went. Well,
you didn't answer?
We go to the funeral. No, I never answered the phone call. Dude, when I got the phone call, it freaked me out. It just really scared me, and I was just, I don't know how to explain it. Just it put the fear of God in me, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Well, soon enough, we go to the funeral. I see all the family and stuff. I'm not kidding you. We're at the, wasn't the funeral, but it was like I can't remember what it's called, where you go, visitation. And we're at a visitation at the funeral home, and I'm seeing family members that I haven't seen forever. And sure as shit, I get a phone call, and it's my Aunt Sue, and it's calling me. I'm like looking at the phone like, what in the hell? This is, you know, I'm in the funeral home. It's freaking me out. She's in a coffin. So little do I know, I keep getting phone calls and stuff like that. Little did I know, it was my cousin. He had her phone, and that's it. That's her son. And he was calling me, trying to mess with me.
Oh, little fucker.
What a fucker.
Yeah.
Ruthless.
That's fact.
I jumped. I'm really bad at telling stories. That's why I hate calling. And I'm really bad at this because I'm high as hell. But
that's all right.
He was trying to get a hold of me in the beginning. He didn't have my phone number. And she had my phone number in her phone. And he just, for some reason, didn't. He's just lazy. Okay, I don't know. It just...
What kind of person would do
but
that?
Still, you know I mean? Yeah. I just, zero tact. Yeah. Like, yeah, a call from her phone. Like,
yeah, well, send a text message, be like, hey, man, it's all good. This isn't coming for you on the grave.
No text message. Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
This was an ongoing situation for 3 days.
He should have kept it going for a long time.
I mean, you really could have just looked. I don't know if he had access to her contacts. It's just like, look up your phone number, put it into his phone, and then call from his phone. But
not as fun.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
You would think that would be, especially if your mom died and you're calling people off your dead mom's phone, that might be something you want to do, but no, he did it to me. I figured I'd just call and tell you guys that story. It's funny. I tried to get
Did he call anybody else? Or is it just you?
He must have called a few other people.
No, you know, I want to think he did, but I'm going to pretty much bet he didn't. We're pretty close. Okay. We've been messing with each other ever since we were little.
Maybe that was his way of coping a little bit.
Deal with it.
It's kind of funny, but it's
pretty grim. It's funny.
Borderline dark.
This was 14 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. You know, so this is way different then, but it was pretty crazy.
that would be quite the shocker to get a.
That's pretty good.
Get the call from a dead relative.
No other paranormal stuff like that. I've been trying to see ghosts. I don't know how to see them, I guess.
Ask Tim Skulllion. Tim Skulllion will teach you how to take pictures.
Tim Skulllion, he'll give you some tips.
Get yourself a Samsung Galaxy tablet.
I've seen that. Man, he sees them everywhere, don't he?
He's good at it. One of the best.
What do you, like, have you guys seen him? Like, have you seen
I've
a
never
ghost
seen,
at all?
No, I've had experiences, but never... I mean,
I could never be sure.
Maybe once I saw, some sort of shadow apparition, but I've talked about that in early episodes, so I won't get into it again.
Hey man, just before we let you go,
we're
going to play What's in the Box.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
So can you guess, remote view, what is inside the box here at Meteor Studios in Kelowna, BC? We're looking for the best remote viewers out there.
What size is the box? Like, is it?
I can't give hints. No hints.
No specifics.
No specifics. Nothing. You just got to
put your mind here.
Just teleport through the internet.
Grip it and rip it, buddy. Yep. Just let it go. Let's hear it.
All right, I'm gonna let it go. Here we go.
All right.
It's weed. That's
a great guess. It's a great guess.
Informed guess.
Informed for my personality and what I do possess in the studio, but is not what's in the box.
I literally got like a little 4x6 box and I got weed.
You have to be careful of letting your desires shape your remote viewing.
I my box, maybe.
Hey. You're 20% right then. All right, brother. Hey, we appreciate the call. We're going to keep the lines rolling tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have a good one. Thank you. We'll talk later.
All right. Bye. That's a dark joke.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Like I mean,
they must be close because I'd be like, for anybody else, like,
yeah, you have to. It would have to be a good relationship with the person you're pulling that joke on.
Yeah, that's
and a big thank you to Jennifer Richardson.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it either. I was like, I was trying to pronounce that last name for fucking the last 5 minutes. I can't. I'm sorry.
Elizalde. Thanks for the content. Keeps up me entertained at work. A little drink on Jennifer. Thanks, Jen. Cheers.
Cheers.
Delicious.
Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
This sounds like a familiar voice.
Oh, it's Noah.
Yep, it's Noah.
What's cracking, brother?
So how are you guys doing? Oh, thank you. How are you guys doing tonight so far?
Hey, we're doing well, but this is your show. What's going on?
Awesome. Well, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while now, but I finally get to talk about it tonight, so... You guys ever hear about this thing called a WKCR hijacking?
Negative.
Okay, so this is something I found out a few years back. It's been very interesting. I've been waiting for a time to even talk about this, and I can talk about it right now. So, backstory on this is that this is from a 4chan post, apparently. This guy who posted about this said that he used to record the radio on cassette tapes because he was so that whenever he drives to work, because he would record the radio at night with the cassette tape so that he could play it in the morning when he has to drive to work.
Oh yeah,
back and forth.
Good old days.
One night he was recording it and he stopped on this particular channel. And he recorded it, and he didn't really pay attention until when he listened back to it again. He was like, "What the fuck?" And that's when he started recording it. And it's on YouTube. It's 5.5 minutes long. You can listen to it. It's very, very creepy. Very creepy. So I'll give you the little gist of it. What it is?
Sure.
It's all right. The first 17 seconds are like an orchestra playing music, but then. As it progresses, and then all of a sudden, it goes from, at the 17, 18 second mark, it goes from that to just this weird, creepy, like, screeching, like, and it just keeps, and then it interjects in there with this, like, this deep breathing, like, it's
that's the worst sound ever.
Oh.
And then I think that's like a minute and a half, and then it cuts into this woman reading off these like names and dates of these people who had died, as if she's reading off an obituary of these people and the family members of the people who have died, and then it goes back to the screeching and the breathing, and it just goes. To this day, nobody has figured out what the heck happened. If this was a legit haunting, or if it was someone messing with this radio channel that was going on, but it's very creepy. It's the creepiest thing I've heard, and it's also the most fun, interesting thing ever.
What was it called again?
It is called the WKCR hijacking. If you're to look it up on YouTube right now, it's a single image. It looks like a. The video thumbnail has a dark figure that's like on a looks like a painting with a fingers at the bottom right hand corner.
So yeah, this radio like station WKCR was out of Columbia University. Columbia University's WKCR 89.9.
What the fuck was that? Are we getting paranormally activated here? Okay, stop it.
I pulled up the audio. It's a 16 second clip. We're gonna all listen together. I'm gonna stop the music. Stop the music, and here we go. That can't be right.
I like that.
WK.
That's on my alley.
It's very Troy and Abed in the morning.
Oh. There it is.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
And that's enough of that.
Yeah, because it's college radio, I almost wonder if it's some sort of prank, right? Like, because in order to take over a broadcast like that, you'd have to have, it to actually have something that overpowers their own signal, you would have to have a stronger signal.
Yeah, that's a lot of power.
So then that narrows it down to me of like, okay, well, it's either a true something paranormal in there, but then because you say that it starts reading, it seems like an elaborate prank that someone's pulling. Maybe not even the people with the radio station on the show at the time were involved, but it's maybe it's an elaborate college prank.
Perhaps.
Interesting.
Or you're getting paranormally activated from across dimensions.
Yeah, or you listen to that and you have 7 days to live. I don't know.
There could be a lot of theories behind this one. Yeah.
There's only two possibilities.
Well, there's a lot of questions. Yeah. I don't think any of us are exactly experts on the ins and outs of radio broadcast in terms of radio waves and all that stuff. We have very top.
I know tons about waves.
I mean, there's only, but at the same time, so either you have to overpower the signal on the same frequency, or you got to merge into the audio chain of that frequency, which is probably easier. Right.
So if that's the, if we go with the hijacking radio thing, but if it were somebody actually like the DJs were actually in on it, like if these are some college kids running a radio station, like I know I had friends who ran our college, like my university, like they ran the radio station at night, like, and they would do weird stuff. Like, and it was, so it's not like,
did they hijack? Did they play hijacking demon voices?
Well, you'd play like, so, you know, you'd cut something in right in as music's playing. You'd be like, what was that? Oh man, that was creepy. And it's like, cause they give you free reign when you're like playing the radio and you're just fucking with the radio late night. And like, nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd have to wonder like, if, like how far people listen, like how many people heard it, how far away were they when they heard it? Like, where were they?
When did it happen?
Yeah. I mean, this just sounds like, I know there's audio and stuff out there with that, but it's like, those are the kinds of things like, you know, independent corroboration would be nice to be like, how many people heard it? You know, how far away was it? Like, were people.
Dan really wants to go CSI on the hijacking.
Dan goes CSI on everything.
I mean, that's how you solve
mysteries. That's how he does it.
Or you can't because.
we need to get Dan's sunglasses that he wears, and then we can put that like, yeah! As he pulls them off.
Dan will not be fooled again.
Right? Awesome. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Noah. Thanks for bringing that mystery to us. Maybe we'll poke into it, maybe do a confidential or something on it.
Oh, of course, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, I would enjoy that actually a lot.
All right, brother. We're going to keep the lines rolling.
Rock on, buddy.
Okay, then.
Thanks, man.
Bye. See ya.
I mean, we could get Dan those glasses, or we could just get him a big Great Dane and a van. Right?
A mystery
that
machine?
Could work too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like it. His own mystery machine.
Hey, so hey, in the chat here reminds me of something. I was going to bring this up. I was half tempted to buy a fucking plane ticket to Denver here and have a little chat with our buddy Chris. Last week, the Mongoose household got paranormally activated for the first time.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, like legit. Like I wasn't home, but it happened to Jess. Jess
to a friend of a friend of yours.
Jess got paranormally activated, like to the point where I had to come home from work.
What happened?
Yeah, dude. Weird. It was like 12:30 at night and she was watching fucking Selling Sunset or whatever the other trash she watches.
Yep.
And she was telling me she just heard this random fucking hammering on the, like right behind her, the back wall. And she's like, okay, that's weird. But we have like my sister lives in the basement with her boyfriend. So she thought that was kind of weird. So she texted me like, hey, like what the fuck are you guys doing at, you know, midnight? And my sister texted her back being like, we're out. Like we're not home. And Jessica's like, well, that was super fucking weird. So she kind of just like relaxed for a little bit and the hammering starts happening again. But the weirdest point, like she says it was like echoing throughout the house, but our dog who is like fucking, you know,
a psycho.
Dude, wasn't a psycho, but he's a protector, right? Like he's on the ball.
It's a psycho.
Sitting there completely relaxed with this random bang at the wall. So it happened twice. She got kind of concerned. She called me and she's like, hey, like, I just want to give you a heads up. Like there's some weird shit going around the house. I keep hearing these noises. I've messaged a few of the neighbors. They didn't hear it. Nobody's home. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm like, do you want me to come home and look around so we can both be scared together instead of just you? You know?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, right?
You want me to die too?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's like, yeah. She's like, too bad. I'm busy. Yeah.
So anyway, she's like, no, it's okay. It's fine. Like whatever. Like I got Axel. Like I'm just hanging out. So she's sitting there watching TV and she doesn't hear any knocking on the door, but Axel loses his fucking mind. Like hysterical, running around the house, barking like a fucking madman. And then just randomly stops. So she calls me. She's like, you got to fucking like come home, please. Like we got to figure this out. So I hop in the bus, drive it home with my partner. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Look around with flashlights, whatever. Nothing. Go downstairs, open up the doors, everything. Okay, all right. Do you want me to come home from work? Like, I don't mind. No, it's fine. You looked around the house. I feel safe. We leave.
You're like, please, I don't mind. I'll come home from work.
Yeah, absolutely. We leave. 20 minutes later, you know, there's a knock at the door. And she's like, okay, well, it's obviously, you know, like she assumed that I came back because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So she didn't think anything of it. Maybe I forgot something there. I might've left my radio, whatever. She goes, opens the door, and there's nobody there.
Ugh.
Like, literal, like, knocking on the door.
Well,
fucking weird,
you
man.
Gotta, and, like, you gotta move.
Pardon?
You gotta move.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, well, hey, listen, there's fucking signs outside already. I thought it was my first time. I rushed home. I'm like, I'm going to get paranormal activated. Anyways, last night, 3:35 in the morning, woke up randomly, banging on the door, on the back wall.
Well,
I woke up.
Which wall?
My son woke up and Jessica woke up.
Which wall? Because right you share a wall with another residence, right?
No.
Nope.
Oh, you don't? It's not a duplex?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Oh, damn.
We all randomly woke up. Like, I heard the banging. I woke up. And then when I looked at the baby monitor, Niall was up and Jessica woke up.
Demons, all I can say.
I don't know. Fucking weird, though, right?
Too bad.
The weirdest thing about it, though, and she felt it too, zero bad vibes.
Oh, well, hopefully.
Weird.
Right? Fucking weird.
All right.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for calling
in. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome.
Right. Hey, we love the story.
And next caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
There he is. Ooh. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Elijah Luna from Texas, Houston.
From Houston. Right on, man. What do you got for us tonight?
Nothing. I'm just going to go straight for what's in the box.
Oh, just guess what's in the box. All right.
ATT phone case.
No, that's not what's in the box.
Oh, man. We don't even have those. That's a good idea.
ATT phone case?
We do have those. You can buy them on T-Public Store.
What about Maester Daniel?
No, I was trying to Maester Daniel it instead of just take a straight guess instead of just, you know, trying to project myself and make myself into a rice bowl in my mind.
Yeah, you had to go with the empty rice bowl. That's what you didn't do. That's where you went wrong.
I tried that last week and it was completely it was a bottle cap opener. So I was like, oh, it's an iPhone case, ATT all the way.
Hey,
try an empty iron skillet next time. Picture that in your head. Yeah. Maybe not rice bowl.
Different
iron
device. Skillet. Different. Yeah. Right, man. Hey, well, it's good.
Make sure it's seasoned correctly.
Seasoned correctly. Like, you mean like one of those grinder things that the Mexicans use? Like to smash up their guacamole in the chilies? Or are you talking about mortar
and pestle? Yeah, empty mortar and pestle might work too.
That might be what does it for you, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a Mexican-Italian. I like to cook Mexican. I like to cook Chinese. And I like to cook Italian food. So, I mean, I got three different things I like to use in my kitchen.
Well, empty them all.
Empty all of those dishes, baby. Empty them out.
Oh, trust me, they're all washed. They're in the oven right now like a true Mexican.
There you go. All right,
yeah,
man.
Wow, that's pretty weird. Like, usually when I call Cosmic Channels, I'm usually on hold, but I got to hear the whole conversation. Did y'all do an upgrade?
No, that's usually how it is.
Okay.
But usually we don't have you on the line for so long.
When's Lucky Monkey's album coming out?
I was just at the studio today finalizing a couple solos, so I don't know. There's no good. I think it'll just be a random date. There'll be no pre-warning. It'll just be available one day. There'll be no supporting tour. No supporting tour or nothing. Just boom, here's the album. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, just get it, dude. There's money, dude.
Next couple months, I'd say.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate the call. All right. Good night.
I'm going to propose a new rule. If it's not after hours, you have to give a story to get what's in the box.
It's fair.
So you can't just call from now on. We'll let it slide this time. But you can't just call in for a guess.
Except after hours.
I think I got to give us something to get a
Except
guess.
Except that guy.
I think I just realized why I was so good at remote viewing.
Why's that?
Because my mind is always empty. There's fucking nothing there.
Hollow.
Yeah.
Echoing.
It makes sense.
Through eternity. Hey, you are the you are the reigning remote viewer on the show.
I don't know. You were pretty good too. I think we're both pretty good.
You said fucking jacked bald dude's going to walk up on the street. Sure enough. He wasn't bald, but he was jacked. It's pretty good. All right. If you're watching the stream, the lines are open. We had a couple drop calls, so if that was one of you, please call back. So, Andrew,
have you saged your house yet?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask.
I swear to God, Jessica did that morning.
Did you salt all your windows and door sills?
Nothing salted, but she smudged or whatever. And say that's what saging is, right? She smudged or whatever. She went around with the herbs and all that.
Doesn't well, only works on Western ghosts. What if it's
the weird thing? The weird thing, though. I'll be honest with you. And like you guys, I'm like everybody who's in ever listening knows I'm a fucking pansy. Zero bad vibes whatsoever when I woke up. Like nothing. Like did not. There was nothing. I wasn't concerned. There was nothing eerie. Like it, I don't know. I think it's just maybe a friendly ghost.
Ghosts are getting better, man. Knocking. Stealth technology.
I don't know.
Hey, I hope for you it's a friendly ghost. Because imagine you got a poltergeist that's chucking knives across your kitchen.
Oh, man. None of that.
Nah.
As long as they just kill me quick. That's all I ask. Get it over with.
All right. Got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Make sure you turn off your live stream or mute it. If you don't mind.
Well, hang on. Didn't know it was running, man. Hang on. I'll turn it off.
No worries. I just heard it echoing back there. So
there you go. You got me.
Yep. What's your name and where are you calling from? Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, my name's James, man. I'm from Australia. How you doing?
James from Oz. Woo! Right on. That's got to be early morning for you.
Mid-morning. Smoker's going. Just about to wash the driveway. Chilling out. It's a public holiday, boys. So just relaxing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. All good, but thought I'd give you guys a call. Listen a fair bit while I'm at work, not wanting to deal with customers.
Nice.
And got a bit of a
we're a solid alternative to
story
that.
For you.
A little paranormal story, yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah, man. So I live in Victoria now, in Melbourne. But when I was a kid, lived up in Brisbane. And my great grandparents—I didn't realise I had great grandparents at the time. Just grandma, grandpa by the river, sort of thing, you know. And anyway, about when I was about 12. Great-grandmother passed away, lived in a really nice house on the river, and grandfather couldn't look after himself, so they got a live-in nurse. Nice property. They bought it, you know, about 100 years old sort of thing. And it's got statues out the front, on the river, all that sort of stuff. Nice gardens, grounds, all that sort of stuff. We used to run around with this kid, so it was nice. You know, it was just a good place. Anyway, we get this live-in nurse come in. It's got a guest quarters downstairs where she can come and go as she pleases, look after my great-grandfather. And anyway, we're there. I would have been about 12, 13. We're there, and I met this live-in nurse a few times. She's really nice. Just call her like auntie sort of thing. And anyway, she's just chatting to me and my mum in the front lounge over looking the river there, and there's all family photos. And she said, oh, it's really nice, the sense of community around here. You know, people coming and going, visiting your great-grandfather. There's one lady in particular I see her most mornings down in the front of the yard there overlooking the river, sort of washing the statues or hosing the statues sort of thing, or she might tend to the roses. I've tried to catch her a few times to have a chat, but she's usually gone by the time I get downstairs. So she must live next door. And we're like, oh, don't know, you know. One side's a yacht club, the other place is like a holiday house. I don't know who it could be. Anyway, I'm sort of relaxing. She's chatting to mum and she says, oh, she must be pretty close to the family. She's in a lot of the photos in the hallway. Well, go and have a look. And she starts pointing at the photos and things. And my mum just freaked out. She's like, that's the reason why you're here. That's the late wife.
She's
dead, who you've been seeing. And I remember I was staying in the spare room beside her room, and I'm like, old enough to understand what the fuck's going on, and my mum did not want to be there. And that was the main story. And then the other joke she used to play was that that woman left. She was like, I'm sorry, I can't work here, like in a matter of days. So mum and my dad had to stay there and look after him. So we had to stay there until they get another live-in. Eventually, a family member moved in next door, and they subdivided the block anyway and looked after till he passed. But yeah, quite a few neighbours reckon they'd seen her, and they just sort of said, well, it is what it is, you know, like it's not I guess I just call it a friendly ghost sort of thing in the end. And she hung around until he passed away, and then she was never seen again.
Wild.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Short and sweet, that one. I thought I'd keep it short because there was one other thing she used to do that scared the fuck out of us after she was gone, is she had a full-size snooker table at one end of the house in a games room.
Nice. Yeah.
And when she was alive, she used to come through with young kids playing, shooting snooker or pool or whatever, and she used to steal one of the balls, usually the black ball, and hide it in the sideboard in the hallway. And we'd be like, what the fuck, young kids? Anyway, playing up there with my cousins again after both of them had passed away. And we just relax, and we don't play real jokes on each other. We just don't catch up much. And I'm like, where the fuck's the pink ball, you know? And then BJ, me fucking Brad, me, my cousin's like, go for a walk into the side thing, found the ball in there, and we were the only two playing at that end of the house, like just shooting some pool. And I said, fuck this, let's go to the pub, we get a beer, and never play pool on that table again.
No doubt.
So that's another joke she used to play. So she's been pretty friendly, I guess, but it was still, when I was old, it was like, oh, you know, it is what it is. When I was young, I remember, fuck, staying at that house, not interested sort of thing, you know.
Terrifying.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, yeah, right, so, right on, man. Thanks for the call.
I don't think you meant any harm, just fucking with us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Boys, keep it up.
Hey, before we let you go, would you like to guess what's in the box?
Man.
Don't just guess.
Is it a slap?
You know? Don't just guess.
It's pretty hot over here today. I feel like it's, is it a six pack of beer?
That's not what's in the box, but I wish it was.
All right. Well, I've got a six pack in mind, so I'm gonna go smash that, boys. You'll have a good one, huh?
All right, man. Cheers.
Hey, oh,
man.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right, and thanks for the call. Bye.
Gotcha. Bye.
Oh, that's a good terrifying ghost story right there.
Well, it's not, you know what though? I don't know if it's terrifying though. Like it's creepy and they're like
ghosts are terrifying. There's no way around. Ghosts doesn't matter who it is.
But it's like she's hanging around to make sure he's okay, it sounds like. You know what I mean?
No, she's
like,
playing games, man. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck with them.
It's terrifying.
It's not a ghost story, but my grandparents' house, my grandpa was a really big hunter. And he hunted everything and he had animal skins of every creature you could imagine.
Yeah. And then you go into the basement.
No, it wasn't a basement.
He's got the human skins. Yeah.
It wasn't the basement. It was like a really old house and it was built really weird and it had this weird like attic in on the top floor with like tiny doors, yeah. Like hobbit doors. So we used to
climb. So normal doors for me and Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. We'd climb in there and perfect then size. I remember one time I must've been like six or eight. I walked in and they had must've just unboxed all the cougar skins with the skulls and teeth. And they're all just hanging there, just staring at you. You're like 8 years old, like, ah, come screaming fantastic out, covered in dust. Oh man, dude.
Fucking Ace Ventura, the second one where he walks into the
room of death.
Yeah. Anyways, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello, this is Jack Mehoff from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Right on, Jack. Thanks for the call.
Oh, Jack.
Jack Mehoff. All right.
Cool. All right. So I've got a hypothesis for you. It's not exactly a theory, but it still stands more in the hypothetical realm of why we haven't seen any aliens quite yet. This begins with a brief understanding of general relativity and how black holes impact our perception, or just like how time is impacted by black holes because of their massive density.
Right.
Or their increased mass, yeah. So, like, towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy, we have one or two supermassive black holes, which have a mass that is estimated but currently not known. And we don't know how that impacts time towards the center of the galaxy or towards the outer rims where we currently are. So maybe, relatively speaking, time towards the center of the galaxy where there are many more planets and stars and solar systems is significantly slower than us way out here towards the edge of the galaxy. So we haven't seen them because they're still amoeba.
Oh, they're still super young species?
Yeah, well, they haven't even gone beyond like basic life forms.
Right, they're just like single
because
cells.
Because their time is slower than ours.
Right.
So I will say, if you like that theory and you want to like think more about it, I would recommend you read the book Fire Upon the Deep by Werner Vinge. Like we talked about, I talked about it a little bit on one of our, I think we were doing the Fermi paradox and we were talking about one of those things. But the premise is very similar to what you're kind of reaching out there for. It's about talking about how there might be different zones like within our galaxy where gravity or some type of elemental force kind of keeps things from passing between zones, or that, you know, within the, like you said, maybe that the life forms that are within the certain area, that dense part of, you know, if that's what time particles are more compacted or some other type of powerful force or elemental particle is keeping them from developing, like our physics, like physics here, we could say it's relative, that the physics that we have is parochial. It's here in our zone. The general law of relativity applies to our area of space, but in different parts where, you know, gravity and space and stuff works a little bit different. Like, you know, electronics and things that are built to work here would not work in some of these areas. So you should really check out that book. I think you'd probably really enjoy it if you want to explore that more.
Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah, I'll be sure to pick it up too, Dan.
It's a really good book. Does
it have any pictures? It's got any pictures in it or anything?
There's probably an audio book. There's an audio book probably you can
it's got pictures?
Check out. It's a chapter book. So
not for me. Then. Well, thank you.
Can I stick my fingers through any of the holes?
Do I need to start a Pizza Hut reading program? Do you guys finish a chapter book and you get a personal pan pizza?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about a reading challenge?
Reading is a challenge, my friend, every time.
It's hard enough as it is, pal.
On the same theory, though, while we got you on the line, let's go the other way. So if it's slowed down that much near the center with the supermassive black holes, what about more, let's call it like the outer realm, outer rim, you know, like the farthest reaches? Maybe if the time in the center is super slowed down, what we're experiencing is our normal time, and then farther out, what if they're, you know, 10 billion or 10 billion million years more advanced? Wouldn't that be the same?
I get what you're saying, but it's also a Pareto distribution here. Like towards the center of the galaxy, what we're looking at is like 90%+ of all the stars and planets. And if you go further out, like even, I don't know, 100,000 light years out further than us, what you're going to see is even less and less planets. Therefore, the probability of intelligent life decreases substantially.
But what if... I mean, because we only have an observable universe, right? What if that's the bubble theory? You know, the farther you go, you leave our bubble and you enter the next.
Yeah, quite possible.
It's a Futurama. Yeah. We go to the edge and like wave at our alternate selves. Yeah. Like everybody wears cowboy hats in another universe. Like, hey.
To believe any of this, though, you have to suspend belief and just like not believe the Earth is flat. So
it's true. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one to get over.
It's a tough hurdle.
Tough hurdle to leap there. Anyways, man, that is an interesting theory, and it could, you know, provoke a lot of interesting conversation. But for this show, we got to limit it to so many minutes per caller. Hey, if Dan recommends a book,
yeah, read the book and call back.
Call it back and give us your updated theory.
Your book report.
Yeah,
we expect your book report.
All right.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. That's a great stoker of conversation there.
Take it easy.
All right, man. Bye. The center of the universe is just stalled. There's still a single cell.
Yeah, because advanced thought processes can't get past that, whatever. And that's why, you know, we have different zones. They call it zones of thought in the book. But yeah, that's why you can't get the super advanced species that live out like in your outer realm, which I like that name. I think it's cool.
Outer realm.
Like they can't pass over onto our zone because
they can't operate on our zone.
Can't operate. Yeah.
Hey, so I like the theory.
It's pretty neat.
But there is a lot of planets in our zone, so maybe there is, the aliens don't have to come from center or out, just, you know, next solar system over. Who knows? Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, Kyle from Cincinnati. I totally forgot to guess what's in the box.
Boom. That's right.
Give us your guess.
Is it too late?
What's in the box?
No, it's definitely not too late. You already called. We forgot to ask. So guess what is in the box? What's in the box?
Pink chewed up guitar pick.
A pink chewed up guitar pick. It's a good guess because there has been that item in my house. But that is not what's in the box.
Good guess.
Good guess.
I had a try. Guess. Thank
you. You had a try. All right. Thanks, man. Bye. My dog is a lover of eating guitar picks.
Gross.
You drop one on the ground, instantly just slurp it up, chew it, spit it out. Ruin your guitar pick. Or swallow it and you find it in your shit the next day.
One of the I'd two. Say you just have really colorful poops.
All right, we got time for a few more calls.
Yeah, let's do
it. If you're hesitant.
There's a call. Hypotheses, theories, throw them out. Those are fine. Hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
Call about Brayden's Omegal adventures.
I'll call about the behind the scenes on those ones. How many dicks has he seen? We don't know.
It's all.
Hey, well, listen, I'm gonna release a compilation.
He's
on
keeping
a
tally. Yeah.
He keeps that at home for his spank bank.
All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
I'm sorry. This is Noah again. I forgot to guess what's in the box too.
Oh, that's right. All right, Noah. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Ripping and ripping.
My psychic senses are sensing. It's an Italian salt shaker for pancakes.
Italian salt shaker for pancakes.
That's obviously not what's in the box, but. That's I like
those,
the
those are locked up at Wright-Patterson Air Base.
Yeah, like those are classified right there, buddy.
Yeah.
You think we could get a hold of those?
Right. Hopefully we can someday. Yeah.
Hey, hopefully. Hey, it was a good guess. Relevant to the show, but
thank you.
Not relevant to what.
Well, it was a guess. A good guess would have guessed it.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Well, have a nice night, everybody.
Guess.
Bye.
Take care, Noah.
Bye.
Guessing.
New rule: if you forget at the end of your call, you don't
call
back.
We're making up new rules all night long,
right? That's the show grows.
Are we getting overtime here?
We're
getting close, so he's getting a little testy here.
Yeah,
guy's seen too many dicks this week. He's fired up.
It's all built up.
You didn't even know the half of it.
Brayden's chomping for OT. It's where they really shines. Just been dogging it like the whole beginning of the show, just waiting for it overtime.
Guys champing at the bit here for it.
Yeah, I've got a lot of bottled up. I got a lot of issues with you people.
You're going to hear about them.
Hey, it's our fucking turn.
Vim and vinegar. Vim and vinegar. All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jonathan, and I am in Utah.
Jonathan from Utah, right on. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, I would like to share my experience that I had with a UFO when I was 13.
Please do.
All right, so I'm originally from El Salvador, Central America.
Cool.
And when I was 13, we were hanging out on a basketball court. It was in the evening, but there was still light out. And I seen, right above the tree line, the house line, three discs they were all identical. They seemed to be slowly descending. They were getting lost in between, the tree line and the house lines and everything, right? And it was very life-changing, right? Details from the past, I remember there were, your disc shape with a strand of light going through the middle of them, different color lights.
Right.
The lights were like little boxes connected to each other, and I could tell something was spinning. It was either the strand of lights or the whole craft. I couldn't tell which one. I'm guessing the whole thing was spinning. I don't know. But it was three of them, and they were lined up diagonally. Let's say the higher one was to the right, then the middle one, and then the lower one was to the left side of that, right?
Right.
And like I said, they were descending really slowly, and as they were getting lost, between all the trees, lines, and buildings and stuff, right? So the funny thing is that where I saw them, it's a very metropolitan area. Like it was the place to live in San Salvador, the capital. So, there's not a lot of forest areas or, and those things were really pretty big. You know what I mean?
Right.
I couldn't tell you exactly how big they were. I mean, my perception wasn't that great. So they look bigger than planes, I would think. But yeah, so ever since then, it's been an interest in the mind of that I've been following, the paranormal and the UFO stuff. So I just wanted to share that. Funny thing is that at the moment, like I told you, I was playing basketball with my buddy. I was not playing at the time. I was like on the bench at the time or whatever. And the funny thing is that when I first started seeing them, you know, my thought was like, oh, this is so cool. You know, I get to experience this. I'm not going to let anybody in on this. It's going to be like a thing that I know for myself. Right? That was like my first thought. But then my second thought was, wait, nobody's going to believe me. I got to tell somebody, right? So I started to get people's attention and nobody will pay attention to me. I guess the game was so interesting that whatever I had to say, nobody was interested in until, you know, the crafts were lost between the bushes and the tree lines and everything. When I finally got somebody to take a look, they were all gone. So it was something that I couldn't share with anybody at the time. It would have been nicer.
Yeah, so you say three saucer-shaped crafts glowing and seemingly to be like in a line, like one higher, like each one's a little bit higher than the next.
Right, so now diagonal line. So
right. Like a nice diagonal, seemed like. But you couldn't really get a good judge on the size of the craft just because it's nighttime.
Yeah, but they were definitely, you know, bigger. I really couldn't tell you, like, because there was nothing else other than the tree line to compare them. So compared to the trees, they were huge. But so anything else, I couldn't tell you. Like, you know, I was 13, I wasn't like really like, oh, you know, I was really used to seeing like a lot of like, you know, planes and stuff like that or whatever. But thinking back of it, they had to be a pretty good size, like, bigger than planes, I will guess. At least bigger than planes.
Right. And how old are you now?
I am 36. So this was back in like 98.
So this has been like kind of stuck with you your whole life, like this weird event you witnessed.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, especially if you see something like I've always said, when you see something like this that you're like, it's so unexplained and you believe it's UFO, it has to be life changing. I would imagine, like, you're just like, well, now for me this is confirmation that there's something else out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then the thing is that, you know, you always think about, you know, people are like, oh, maybe you saw a light or, you know, a plane or something. It's like, you know, I tell you, like, the more that I research about this, you know, the more I go back to that memory, and it's like, it's nothing that I ever seen since, or nothing that I ever seen in like any, you know, like documentary or photos or things like that. You know, there's been things that are close to it, but nothing exactly the same. And the other thing is like, okay, so let's say, you know, for what I saw, you know, it wasn't something that was doing like anything, maneuvers that I couldn't explain or super weird, you know, movements or anything like that. You say like, oh, definitely that's something that we don't have the technology for, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'm not saying that what I saw was aliens, but I'm saying that I don't know what it was. But it could be, you know what I mean? Especially like back in that time, over 20 years ago, in El Salvador, Central America, like, are they doing like weird experiments out there? You know, who's doing that? Like, who has the money for the ability to do that? Is it military? Is it coming from where? You know?
Yeah, so a lot of unanswered questions on it, like on a sighting like that. I mean, so it's unidentified flying object. That's something that you don't know what it is. Like, hearing you explain it, I mean, it's easy to be skeptical, like, oh, you just didn't know what you're seeing, but like, it obviously stuck with you. So, I mean, it fits with many, many other sightings that people just like, I seen this, I don't know what it is. I'm not saying it's aliens, but I just don't know. It was weird. It's like a super weird event.
Right. And to me, it's like, you know, counting like the impossibility of like all the other scenarios too. Like, I can't just drop saying that it wasn't aliens either. You know what I mean? It could be whatever it was. It was something really strange. So it just made me be very curious about the whole world of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of opens the mind. Awesome, man. Hey, we appreciate you calling in and telling that story. Now, before we let you go, do you want to guess what's in the box?
Hey, what's in the box? Well, I'm just going to go simple and say that maybe it's a stuffed animal cat. How about that?
Stuffed animal cat. That, my friend, is not What's in the box?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the story.
Well, thank you for giving me a chance to share my experience and guess what's in the box.
Hell yeah.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, it's all fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, having like a sighting like that, especially around 13, right? Just be like awe-inspiring. And you never be able to like, especially if you never told anyone right away, no one be able to like, oh, it was a plane or oh, it was this. It's just like, that would just grow in your mind. And you'd just like, man, I seen something so weird and I just can never identify what that was. Jealous. I've never seen anything that left me wondering like that. But we got another caller. And then it's overtime, baby. Oh. It might be overtime halfway through this call. So here we go.
It better be good.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
A little OT.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Nice. Hey, it's your friend Andre up here in Massachusetts.
Andre.
Woo.
Cheers, man. What do you got for us tonight?
From a pretty good little ghost story. I've been sending you guys those memes and stuff. You gave me a theory out of the week a couple weeks back, but I just wanted to call you with an old ghost story. It's from when I was a kid.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah, man, you guys are the best. Appreciate it. So yeah, years ago, you know, I called you guys a while back ago and talking about Western Massachusetts. I live up there. I've lived there since I was a kid and I lived in this little town and this old colonial farmhouse when I was about 10 years old. The place was built in about 1775, I think.
Oh, fuck. Haunted, and, for sure.
It was, yeah, this place was like literally the fucking top floor. You could take a ball and like roll it. It would just roll down the hall because the whole place was like warped from so many years, you know? But anyway, this place always kind of creeped me out. I mean, I just thought it was like a creepy old farmhouse. I didn't think anything of it at first, but then I started losing sleep. Like I couldn't sleep in the place. And one night I'm just like, I'm trying different places in the house to sleep. I said, maybe I'll try sleeping in the living room. And something always creeped me out in that place. And then one night I just hear it. Everybody in the, I didn't have any siblings, you know, everybody's fucking dead asleep. And I just hear the shower curtain like rip open. So you know how you hear the rings on like a shower curtain? That like, that like little.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking like slow pulling either. This was like somebody jerked it open and the bathroom door was right like a few feet from where I was at. And then it like jerked it shut and it did that like a bunch of times. It must have done it like 10, 15 times. I'm just laying there. I'm like 10 years old. I'm like, fuck. Like I don't know what the hell it is. And I'm like hearing this. And so I just laid there the rest of the night. I don't even think I slept. I was just, I didn't even talk about it for years. I don't know. I may have told friends or something, but a few years back, I'm talking to my dad. We're talking about the old place. And he's like, oh yeah, that old house. I'm like, yeah, you know, one time I had that something like I heard some kind of apparition or something at night. I'm telling him and he goes like this. He's like, oh shit. He's like, I never told you. When you were a kid, he said, I didn't want to freak you out, but he's like, one night, he said that he had been in bed. He was like kind of restless and shit too. And then he said all of a sudden, it reminded me of like something you had said, Zell. Like you said something one time, there was like something that sat on the bed or something like that.
Yep.
No.
I remember you telling a story a long time back. You said something like sat on the foot of the bed, like some pressure, but...
Yeah, it was like it felt like a heavy person sat in the bed, but there was no one there.
Yeah. Like literally, like my father said the same. He said it felt like he's like it freaked him out. The lights were all off. He said it felt like a full grown like large male dude or something just grabbed his thighs and was like pushing down on his thighs, and like shaking the bed, like. And he's like, "What the fuck?" He said he yelled out to it. He was like, "What is that? Who is that? Get out! Who is? Show yourself!" And then he said as soon as it lasted like maybe 5 seconds or something. And as soon as he like yelled at the thing, it just all stopped. And he like turns on the light. There's nobody even in the room. Like if my mother was there, but she was asleep, you know, it was just like, but he said, yeah, like that was the freakiest thing. And like, you know, we found out like the history of the house too. There had been like some missionary family that had lived there like years before, like maybe probably 1800s or something. We don't even know the date on that, but just some kind of like spooky sort of like religious kind of history.
Sounded like your dad was about to get parasexually assaulted.
Dude, honestly, yeah. Like, what
the fuck, parasexually assaulted. That's a new one.
This motherfucker, like, yeah, but I remember that. That was like, it's one of the only times, I mean, I've felt like there's been presences around other places, but that one just freaked me out. I remember that was just like the weirdest thing, the shower curtain ripping back and forth. I mean, this was like a, not at night, people would be like, oh, it was the wind or something, you know, like, and I'm like, this was like the dead of July, like some humid, like no wind, like the air was like completely still. I had a cat that like, people would be like, oh, that was probably like your cat messing around. And I'm like, I don't think a cat could like grip a shower curtain and like rip it open violently like that. Like,
yeah, it's, I don't know. It's super just, it's weird.
A funny one, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I love the thought of like being able to contact spirits, but it also freaks me out. It's one of the, I'm sure you guys probably get that. I mean, some of that same feeling. Maybe not Andrew. I know Andrew's just kind of completely like, fuck that. Like, I always like, I'm thinking it's cool, thick. But I'd probably be the same way.
There'd be nothing cooler than some type of like ghost phone where you can like call the dead. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, just drop them a line real quick.
We've got a lot of questions for the dead, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I would have an endless list, yeah.
Right. Anyways, man, hey.
I know one I'd have. What's in that goddamn box? Yeah,
thanks for the call. And now, what's in the fucking box?
That's what I was gonna say. What? All right. So I never did this before.
Okay, what?
I don't just guess. Saying, what do you have to do? You have to empty your mind?
You got to like clear it out. You don't want to just make a guess because, I mean, you're just guessing then. You want to like try and send your mind. You want to remotely view the studio inside the box. I'll even go open the box over here so you can view from above.
All right. All right.
Here I go. I'm opening the box.
I'm empty my
box is now open. It's open. You can view from space. If you can get up there, look down. What's in the box?
All right, I'm thinking here. Oof.
The object should form in your mind. You shouldn't have to search for it. It should just form in there.
Yeah, it should just form. All right, I'm going to say a baseball.
It is not a baseball.
No, all right. That was the first thing that like popped in my head. I just kind of like, I don't know, just for some reason it
just popped in.
That was there, but... Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Well, three strikes, you're out, buddy.
Yeah, strike three.
Swing and a miss.
He's out of there,
my friend.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the guest. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, peace.
We're in fucking overtime now. Let's get rapid fire. What's in the box? And let's end this episode of Cosmic Channels.
Let's fucking do this. Let's go.
All right, let's go. I'm waiting.
Somebody's calling. Let's go. Call
now.
Hurry up.
What's in the box?
Let's go. Quit wasting our fucking time.
Let's go.
Got things to do here.
I have things to do. People to see.
Yeah. Forget about it, eh?
More collared shirts to buy.
No one wants to guess what's in the box? Braden, what's in the box?
Shut it down.
What's in the box, Braden?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right. Hold on.
Oh, wait, we got a caller. Never mind. Here we go. You're out. Fuck you. You're out. Yeah. Hello, Cosmic Channels. What's in the box? Omega,
not you.
Is it a cord of some sort?
A cord of some sort. Nope, not one in the box. Thank you. Bye.
Zip. Peace.
All right, not a cord.
Listen, don't even call. Don't even call if you're
waste the time with that shit.
Waste time with some sort of
if
cord.
You're calling,
we're
with
looking
a guess,
for specifics here,
if you're calling
baby.
With a guess,
that was no. If it was a fucking cord, Zell would be choking himself with it right now with that shitty guess. All right, get rid of it.
Zell be hanging from the rafters.
Not far
with that cord.
Not far away here. All right, what's in the box, Brian? No one's calling.
All right, let me think. Okay, so I'm gonna The nice thing for me is I've been to Meteor Studios. Fucking
rip it here, buddy. Stop delaying it. Let's go. Pronto. There's De Niro face on here, so you know it's going to be good.
A little bit. I'm getting there a little bit. All right. I think I've got it.
Oh, fuck. Let's hear it out.
I think I've got it. I'm there. I'm picturing the box. I'm opening the box. I see a pacifier.
Incorrect. You suck.
You fucking idiot. What a terrible guess.
Hello, Cosmo Channels. What's in the box?
You fucking dumbass.
I'm thinking it's Braden's self-respect.
He's been missing that for a long time.
But he can find long that. Gone, long
it's locked up on Wright Patterson Air Force Base, too.
Yeah.
Right next to the alien bodies. That's where that is.
Oh, you know what's weird?
What?
Okay, what's a soother's another word for pacifier, right? Yeah. So I looked down at my phone. I saw my mom text me. I opened the text. After I said it's a pacifier, my mom said it's a soother. And I was like, whoa, that's weird. We both had the same guess.
Oh, is Lori listening right now?
Both you guys are shitty guessers. Wow. Tell her,
congrats. Runs in the family.
Tell your mom to call in. Lori, call in.
Sure wasn't an over-the-shoulder knife holder?
Yeah, it's your long-awaited over-the-shoulder knife holder. Mom, that's in the box. You guess it, and it's yours.
All right, Dan, what's in the box?
We should sing her the song since she's listening.
What's in the box, Dan?
It's a crystallized piece of what bleeds from what wounds in reality.
Crystallized piece of what bleeds from wounds in reality?
Yeah.
I heard crystallite.
Yeah. Close.
Not crystallite.
I think Dan's probably the closest so far.
I think Dan's had one too many beers. Right,
another caller. Hello, what's in the box?
Andrew's hairline.
Hey, Chris, joke's on Denver. You, motherfucker. We're all going bald.
He just hung up.
Why are you singling me out?
He dropped before he could get any quips back in
hang
there.
Hang that phone up, you old bitch.
Hey, next time we're going to weekend at Bernie's, you right to the dumpster.
Was that Chris
friend.
From Denver? Yeah.
Well, that's 2 weeks in a row, dog. The box isn't big enough.
Like, holy fuck, that's 2 weeks. This guy's going after me 2 weeks in a row.
All right, we got to end the episode, so I'm going to tell you what's in
the box. I should have left his fragile ass at the bar.
I'm going to tell you what's in the box.
Somebody named Bubba.
I'll tell you what's in the box.
What's in the box? What was in it?
I was going to say pen, but nobody asked me.
Rock.
What is that?
Huh? Just a regular old rock.
You guys got just a rock of crack?
Just a run-of-the-mill rock.
How do you know? What kind of rock is it? How do you know it's not a piece of what bleeds from the wounds of reality?
That's why I said, I wasn't joking when I said Dan's probably the closest. Because
that's
this...
funny.
This is made by the earth. Reality. Crystallized. Pretty close.
So far,
Dan's closest.
CIA Dan is the closest we have to remote viewing into the box. All right.
I don't know if we'll play What's in the Box every week. It's just been fun to kind of play it.
It's been great. It's the best part of the fucking show. It's the most fun I've had.
It's fun,
The next
thank you.
Next episode of Cosmic Channels will be May 8th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Same cosmic time, same cosmic place.
Yeah, and thanks for all of you at the end there for your shitty guesses.
We appreciate those.
Wasting our time.
Guesses. Wasting everybody's time, especially Chris from Denver.
Ooh.
Fucking fragile.
All right.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.